Hello, this is James here.
Hi, my name is Ken. I'm returning a call from Auburn Tiger Travel. May I speak to the person who requested a call?
Yeah, this is me.
How may I help you today?
I'm calling to pay the last half of my payment.
Okay, I can help you with that. Do you have a reservation number?
I sure don't. They didn't give me one. So I just paid the first half. I guess they didn't think I was going to finish it.
What's your name?
Last name is James.
And your first name?
Levy. L as in Lima, E as in Echo, V as in Victor, Y as in Yellow.
And this is for the Auburn and the Kentucky game?
That's right.
Okay.
Is there any reason why she didn't give me a confirmation number or a number or anything like that?
The confirmation number probably was emailed to you. And
no, I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
No. That's all right. You sound more professional, so I'll work with you if you don't mind. What's your city name was?
Kenya.
That's pretty.
Thank you. So what cart are we using today?
Well, the same cart I used before. Do y'all have the same numbers? I had to read it to you again.
It's not saved in the system. Your cart number is not saved in the system.
Okay. Now, when I give you this right here, do that include the tickets? Because they didn't say they're going to give me the tickets and all that stuff either.
She
wasn't all that professional at all.
I'm sorry about that. Let me check and see.
I got the 3 days. 3 days.
Okay. I'm trying to pull up and see what comes with that 3 day.
Also, I'm a disabled Army veteran, so would I be sitting down closer or what? I don't know. Where y'all going to put me at?
I'll check on that when I get all of it pulled up. I'm trying to get your details on your...
Thank you, Kenya.
No problem. I'm working on it. No, I don't want that. No, I don't want a passport. Okay, you have the 3-night package, land package, and that your room is at the Manchester Hotel. You have a double queen room from October the 24th to the 27th, and you have a ticket with reserved seating in the lower level for the 26th, and you have the private horse farm tour on the 25th.
Yeah, that's right. Everything's there. Okay. Well, why didn't it send me no number or nothing? Okay, that sounds right.
Okay. You'll get like an itinerary. All of that will come closer to the date of the game. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, not right there. Let's go here. And what are you using? A Discover, Master, or Visa card?
Oh, MasterCard.
MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Hold on one second. You said balance, minimum. You know, I already took your balance.
Really?
It says total amount paid, balance due. Okay. Okay, and then put the balance in. Okay. And your card number?
How much are we putting on? I'm putting
$1,219. $1,219.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 5156 7684 2388 9438. Expiration is 0428. And my code is 237.
Okay, and your email is levi.james@yahoo.com. And your...
No, that's not me. That's not me.
Okay, my what's your email?
Is Levy, L-E-V-Y, all small letters,
mm-hmm.
underscore James, J-A-M-E-S. That's why I didn't get it.
I was just finished. You took the words out of my mouth. That's why you haven't received anything yet, because the email was wrong.
That's exactly right.
Underscore James. Okay.
At
yahoo.com. Gotcha.
That's me. That's me right
there.
And
you're in Phoenix City, right?
That's where I'm at. God,
okay.
You pronounce that real good. Are you from here? Don't too many people pronounce that right.
I'm from Montgomery.
Oh, yeah. So you know about Phoenix City. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So do I have to read the numbers back? Are we okay?
No, sir. Your payment was successful. So you should get an email with this balance being paid, zero balance. You should get an email from that, and let me make sure that it changed over under your account. Be sure. No.
But when they ask me to do a survey, I'm going to give you 5 stars or 10 stars or whatever they ask you to do.
Thank you so very much. I have that changed in the system. And again, you will get your receipt emailed, and you will also get your itinerary closer to your game day.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. And you did a very professional job, and I thank you very much for helping me out there.
No problem.
Any advantages or any advantages to the disabled veterans, or do we have anything for the military?
I can ask 1 second. I'm just waiting on a response, Mr. James, okay?
Okay, Kenya, I'm looking for your email. It's still not here.
It's going to post. It's going to come.
You got L-E-V-Y underscore James at
yahoo.com. Yes, sir, I do.
I believe you. I believe you. Yeah, that's why I didn't get anything. Glad I did check this thing.
forgive us. We have, our call volume has been very, very high, but I'm waiting on the response still, okay?
Yeah. I mean, when they said to call back, people going to call you back. I didn't know you were going to call back that quick. I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
No problem. You grilling tomorrow?
No, not going to grill. Not going to grill. I'm just going to give thanks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, at my age, I'm at a point of just giving thanks and being thankful for my children and thankful for what I have. And, you know, I'm going to sit up and watch the fireworks and enjoy that. What you going to do?
About the same.
Yeah.
About the same.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at now, you know. But I don't think I ain't thankful, and I want to grill and stuff like that, but I don't do that as much as I used to. But I do support the Auburn Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a story behind that. You know how I got to be a fan?
How?
While you're waiting. I saw them on TV, right? And I looked on the TV and I said, boy, if I could just touch that 50-yard line, you know, that grass on the football field.
Yes, sir.
And I said, ooh, if I could just go touch that grass. So I drove up to Auburn, and while I was looking outside the window out there, the custodian looked at me and he waved at me. And I said, hey, I said, I just want to know if I can go touch the 50-yard line. I just want to touch the field. Well, he said, get on in the golf cart. He said, get in the golf cart. He said, come on, I'm going to take you down there to the field. I started boo-hooing and crying and all kind of happy tears, you know, because I didn't know I was going to be, you know, receptive, you know, like that, right? Oh, please. He turns around and takes me to the 50-yard line, and who's out there? That doggone eagle with the what's the name to be coming down there?
Mm-hmm.
They was down there training the eagle down there. So the eagle come down on the man's hand, and I get all close up to him. Man, his hand, that thing, them talons bigger than my hand. Anyway,
right.
Anyway, so I turn around, and he gets down, and he said, well, let me take you over to the baseball field. I'm like, what? Okay. So he takes me over to the baseball field. He said, have you seen the basketball gym? I said, no. He said, okay, let me take you there. I was like, what?
You got a full tour.
Oh, no, that ain't the rest of it. He says, you know what? He says, as a matter of fact, Auburn is playing USC this week. And, you know, you could be my guest. And I got some tickets. I'm like, what?
Wow. That's a blessing.
Oh, true blessing. That ain't the half of it. Because after I went up there and went to the game, he said, you know, Alabama's coming in for the Iron Bowl. He said, would you like to come? I'm like, what are you saying? He said, all I need you to do is just stand in the aisle there and check people's tickets. You know, when the other person go to lunch, you just check their ticket for them. And, you can come on in. I'm like, what? I said, yeah, I can check ticket. No problem. I can check ticket. And so I went to the Auburn, Alabama game. And then he turned around and said, you know, LSU is coming in. I'm like, oh, my God. So anyway, the last one came in. I turned him down because he said, we're going to play Georgia. And I said, no, I don't want to overstay my welcome. I said, I ain't never had nobody treat me like that, you know, so. I'm going to turn that one down, but I got the best of it, the best that I can have. That's the best, you know, that I could, somebody can treat me. And the campus was so clean. I don't know if you've ever been to Auburn, but the campus is so clean and everything, man. The people were so great. And so I told him, I said, my two boys, though, they play football. He said, let me give you these two footballs. They're like, wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know, so I'm an Auburn fan for life. You know, I like what they do. And I remember Cam Newton. Remember Cam Newton when was doing all this thing, right?
Yes, sir.
And I said I was going to go to LSU game in LSU because I said we need to help Cam Newton out. So So I catch a plane and go out there to LSU. Shaquille O'Neal out there. Out there on the 50-yard line. So I said, oh, yeah, that's real, real good. So when people treat you well like that, you know, you have to turn around and reciprocate.
You're right. Yes, all right. So I have gotten the answer back, and she says she's not sure if they still do it, but they used to give vets first dibs on, I guess, whatever that's going on, whether it's seeding or whatever, you get first dibs on it. So I also made a note on your account that you're a disabled vet, so we'll know. They'll know.
100% disabled vet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got to put that 100% because a lot of times they put that, they think you're 60% or 40%, and they don't think you really, but I am. I'm 100%.
You said 100%.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Mr. James, I got you all cleared up and out the way. Again, I got your email change, and you should receive that receipt soon. And then your itinerary will come to that email address as well.
I'm still looking for it. Okay, I'm going to refresh this while I got you, if you don't mind.
It may take a few minutes because, you know, they have to go through your card company, even though it says, you know, zero balance on our end. It may come after it actually process, and then the email go out.
Okay. Kenya, thank you again. And
you're
welcome. Say you can get your 5 stars or 20 stars or whatever I'm supposed to do.
Thank you so very much. And thank you for calling Total Sports. You have a great day on purpose.
Okay. Thank you so very
bye-bye.
Much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.